Where do you turn to in your time of trouble? I repeat, where do you turn to in your time of trouble? Where do you turn to when you find yourself in the poorhouse? I'll answer those questions today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the Book of Ruth. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Ruth chapter 4 as we take a look in the book.
Holy, holy, holy.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are. The God who hear and you still answer prayers. Thank you for calling this meeting. Thank you for calling us to worship. For you are worthy to be praised. Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength, you are our redeemer. Besides you, there is no other. So speak to our hearts this morning in such a way that the lost will be saved. The saved will be encouraged. Backsliders will come back to you. Holy Spirit, just have your way. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen. Come on and put your hands together. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. This is a worship service. Amen. It's a worship service. It's where we give God our best. Yeah, when you worship somebody, you give your best. You give your all. So if you hadn't lifted up the name of Jesus, you need to give him your all. Amen. Amen. All right, put a Bible in your hand and stand to your feet, and let's recite our Bible covenant this morning. Make sure you get a Bible, because I want to show you out the Bible. I like to preach out the Bible. Amen. Amen. If you don't have a Bible, just look in the back of the pew and you can get a Bible. Hold it up like you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and repeat after me. This is the word of God.
This is the word of God.
If I obey it,
blessings will come.
If I disobey it, curses will come. I am
what it says I am.
I can be
what it says I can be.
I can do
what it tells me to do
through the power of God.
This is
God's idea.
I believe
that God's idea
is the best idea.
I'm committed
to the biggest thing,
the highest thing,
the greatest thing,
the best thing,
which is
obeying God.
Therefore,
my mind is made up.
My heart is fixed.
My spirit is ready
to receive
the word of God
that will
transform
my life.
Now open up the word of God to the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 4. Ruth chapter 4. And I want you to keep it there now to Ruth chapter 4. When you find it, say, I got it.
I got it.
Amen. Good. I'm glad you found it. And my title is Our Kinsman Redeemer. Our Kinsman Redeemer. Our Kinsman Redeemer. Our Kinsman Redeemer. I say
our
Kinsman Redeemer. See, that's your shouting material right there. If I ain't gonna go no higher than that. Amen. But that's why I gotta preach this, because you ain't excited about our
kinsman rich. So I got to explain to you about our, Lord have mercy, kinsman redeemer. All right, did you high five somebody and tell them we got a kinsman redeemer? Amen. All right. All right. Our kinsman, redeemer. Who do you turn to in your time of trouble? Where do you turn when you're about to lose all you have? Who do you turn to rescue you out of the poorhouse? Where do you turn if you are a widow woman and you don't have any children to help you in your time of need? These are the questions that Ruth and Naomi had to answer. Therefore, Naomi and Ruth turned to their kinsman redeemer. See, Naomi knew her Bible. She knew that God had a provision in the law to help poor people when they have fallen into poverty. God had a way to get them out. And back in Naomi's day, the way to be delivered from the poorhouse, if you was a widow woman, was to have a kinsman redeemer. In other words, you had to have somebody who was close kin, could come to your rescue, and could marry you and buy your property. See, when God's people entered into the promised land, God fixed it for every family to have some property in the promised land, because property is wealth. Oh, you didn't get excited. I gotta help you this morning. When you had some property, you could grow your own food. You could raise your own animals. You could grow your own vineyard. You could drink wine from your own vineyard. You could make apples and apple pies from your own apple trees. You could make your own peach pies from your own peach trees. You could make it, what I'm trying to say, when you had your own property. Property in the Bible represented wealth and prosperity. And wealth was normally generational. Let me tell you something now. Most people who are wealthy now, as well as back then, are wealthy because it was passed down from one generation to the next generation. One of the reasons in the Bible that a person was rich 9 times out of 10, it was because their ancestors was rich. Great-granddaddy was rich, and granddaddy passed it down to granddaddy, and then granddaddy passed it down to daddy, and then daddy passed it down to children. Even today, the majority of the people that's rich is because their ancestors was rich. It was passed down to them from one generation to... Don't be fooled. The average person that's rich didn't get rich by punching the time clock. Or it'll take you some lifetimes and then some if you're just punching a time clock. You got to have some help from on high. Somebody above you got to pass it down and leave something for you that you can have a head start. And so it was never God's intentions for his people to be generational poor. Because just like people are generational rich, you can also be generational poor. If a person entered into the poorhouse, nine times out of ten, their children was going to end up in the poorhouse. And then their children was going to end up in the poorhouse. And their children was going to end up in the poorhouse. Because poverty is generational. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. One of the reasons that a lot of African Americans are still at the bottom is because when our ancestors was brought over here, we started out at the bottom. We started out as slaves. Oh, great-granddaddy was a slave. And then a great-granddaddy was a slave. And then a granddaddy may have been a sharecropper. And then even though daddy had his own land, he didn't have much of his land. And then he didn't have hardly anything to pass on to his children. Therefore, our children ain't got nothing. Because nothing was left to us and nothing from nothing. Oh, you got it. You got it. You got it. But that was never God's will for mankind, for you to just live in a habitual state of poverty. Lord have mercy. Now, y'all praying with me this morning in the house of the Lord. Poverty is not God's perfect will. It may be God's permissive will, but it never was God's perfect will. When God created Adam and Eve, he didn't create them in poverty, but he created them in a state of prosperity. And one day we're going to end up in a state of prosperity. Oh, yes, we are. Because one day we're going to a celestial city, oh, where you don't have to worry about a lot of poor things because ain't nobody poor over there. Lord have mercy. But God had a way to fix it. If you saw your way onto the poor house, or you just got in the poor house, particularly if you was a widow woman, God put provisions in the law for a widow woman that if you was poor and you was on your way to stay habitually in the poor house, you could hook up with your kinsman redeemer. A close kin could marry you, and then you could have some children. See, we live in a day and age when people are poor. Folks say to one another, well, let's go on down to the welfare office. They didn't have no welfare office. Folks today say, well, let's get some food stamps. They turn to the government to bail them out in time of need. Well, in that particular day and age, they didn't have all of these safety nets that we got today. And so you had to turn to the kinsman redeemer. And that's what this story here is about. Ruth and Naomi had fell on some hard times, but they didn't have to stay in habitual poverty the rest of their life. They could implement the law of God and get out of there by hooking up with the kinsman redeemer. In other words, poverty is a choice. You can choose to be poor, or you can practice the Bible, and somewhere in the Bible, it'll lift you out of your state of poverty. So if you poor and habitually poor, it's because you chose to be poor. Oh, I know that's hard this morning. I know that's hard. But sometimes hard medicine is the best medicine. Mama used to give us castor oil. We said we hate castor oil, but Mama said, this is what you need. It may not be what you want, but this is what you need. Lord have mercy. A kinsman redeemer. But not everybody qualified to be a kinsman redeemer. Not just any man could stand up and accept the responsibility of a kinsman redeemer. It took a special kind of man to stand up and be a kinsman redeemer. Matter of fact, can I give you four things about this kinsman redeemer? I say, can I give you four things about this kinsman redeemer? First of all, he was a righteous redeemer. He was a righteous redeemer. And I want you to see how Boaz, he stepped up to the plate to be the kinsman redeemer. But Boaz, he was not the closest kinsman redeemer. Normally, the closest kinsman redeemer had to step up. And so Boaz, knowing that he was not the closest kinsman redeemer, he had to go and find the closest kin. Look here in the text. Verse number one, it says, then went Boaz up to the gate and set him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by. You missed it. It says, then went Boaz up to the gate, and he set him down there. And behold, that word behold means check it out. Look at this. The kinsman on whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, oh, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. Boaz went to town, and there at the gate of the city was kind of like the town square. When people came through the gate right there, they conducted business at the town square. In other words, they would have the courthouse right there soon as you came in. Even when you go and look at old cities, even in our country today, the main street normally take you directly to the courthouse. Lord have mercy. Hey, they didn't want you to have no trouble finding where we're going to take care of business. Hello, somebody. Amen. But notice, Boaz, he sat down at the gate, and the person that Boaz had been saying, have y'all seen so-and-so? Have y'all seen so-and-so? I'm looking for so-and-so today. I ain't seen so-and-so. And then all of a sudden, so-and-so show up. Now, how did that happen?
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you like the message that you have heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. Or check out our new YouTube page at BibleWayIrving. Yes, that is BibleWayIrving. And remember to keep looking in the book.